Hello, this is Claire Backhurst reporting for West Kent Radio for the Tunbridge and Morling Big Lunch. And it is one big lunch. And I have a lovely lady here with me, the Mayor of Tunbridge and Morling, Sue Bell. Lovely to see you again, Sue.
Oh, it's lovely to see you again. What a wonderful, wonderful afternoon we're having here in Tunbridge. Must be, you know, as you say, over 1,000 people here. The lawn is absolutely packed. We've got big band sounds. We've got Morris dancers, well, Lady Morris dancers, actually. And we've got food stalls. And it's just really bringing the whole community together, which is really what Prince Charles would want. After all the pomp and circumstance yesterday, which was phenomenal and makes you so proud to be British, doesn't it? This is just a wonderful event for everybody. You've got all age groups here, the youngsters, and an awful lot of dogs as well, which I quite like.
Yeah, and I was noticing all the food stalls and the distillery stalls downstairs as well. Very tempting. And you were also saying, I mean, there's obviously, it's very impressive. I was just walking up the castle walls and taking photos from there, and this, as you say, is what we mean by big lunch. It's just everybody out with their own picnics, all intermingling. It is just a fantastic atmosphere. You said there were about 57 road closures as well.
Yes, there is in our borough. So it shows you we are a really, really lovely borough. I met some people from Buckinghamshire that had moved here, and they said they can't believe how friendly and what a lovely, vibrant community this is.
So 57 road closures means 57 street parties.
Yes, it does.
So multiply that by how many?
I think that's the most in the county, by the way, as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is, yes.
Yeah. So if you think about, well, I don't know, a street party might have what? 200 minimum. That's a lot of people.
Yes,
that's an awful
is.
Lot of people.
Yes. But isn't it a wonderful thing for us here in Great Britain to have something as special as this to bring us all together again and bring some joy and cheer into our lives, you know, to celebrate our new king and, as you say, just bring everybody together.
What did you think of the coronation yesterday?
I thought it was beautiful. It was well done to him. He's clipped it a little bit, tried to modernise it a little bit. I thought it was absolutely splendid.
Was there
I don't think even the rain upset anybody, because the enthusiasm, you could feel it through the television. I would have loved to have gone, but unfortunately I've been out canvassing for the last few days, so therefore my legs are looking like corgi legs.
what was your favourite bit? I think mine was when King Charles said, "I'm here." I'm probably not going to get the words quite right. "I'm here not to be served, but to serve."
Yes,
I thought that encapsulated everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll be a good king.
Yeah.
He really will. He's waited a long time.
Yes.
He's down in history for waiting a long time. And I think he's going to do a really good job. And I'm really pleased he's got all the support and enthusiasm from people.
Thank you very much, Mayor Sue Bell. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
I have with me here someone really lovely, Jackie.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello there.
From Afro Vibes.
That's right.
And I walked past your stall a couple of times and went, "That looks super interesting." And we've just had a little chat, haven't we? Wow. The story you've got around how you were set up, what you're all about, it's so interesting.
Thank you. Well, Afro Vibes, we started in 2020. That's the COVID year. And it's a family-run business. There's five of us, all cousins, all under the age of 40. We're trying to get out the market, promote Uganda Waraji, so which is Ugandan gin. It comes in three flavors: the coconut, pineapple, and the plain gin.
And in multiple colors.
And in multiple colors, all glittered up. So if you like your glitters, we're the people to come to. We love coming to Tunbridge Market. I think it is one of our favorites. We do it like three times a year.
And Tunbridge Wells as well.
And Tunbridge Wells. It never gets old. It never gets old. And what's exciting about it is recognizing the customers that keep coming back, the community that keeps coming back, recognizing our product and giving us good feedback. That's why we love coming back.
But when I asked you where were you based originally, you said Southeast London.
Southeast London.
And then we started talking and I went, "Oh my goodness." And I said, "So the distillery is there?" And you went, "No.
No. Distillery is from in Uganda. So Uganda Waraji, which is Ugandan gin, is triple distilled, bottled and all sealed in Uganda, and we import it into the UK via air. That's how we get it into the UK.
And then your sister,
she
hand paints and sparkles every single bottle.
Every single bottle.
I mean, that's artisan. That's as truly artisan. Distilled in Uganda. You heard it here, folks, first. Yep. You distilled in Uganda, flown over, then bottled up and hand-painted each individually. Yep. In three, four different flavours. And it's going mad, isn't it?
They love it.
You said you've been going around London, around Kent and Surrey.
That's right.
You go to the Tunbridge Wells food market and the drinks festivals and Tunbridge as well.
We do, and they love it. It never gets old. It's the glitter, it's eye catching. You know, get all the different colours, the blue, the greens, the pinks, and being a coronation week, and it just worked wonders. And it's a great gift.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Yeah. I think what I really enjoyed the most was just going from one end of the riverbank, because guys, the big lunch in Tunbridge is at the castle, as we know.
Yeah.
But you've got loads of stalls the whole length of the river, all the way up to past the keep, and then up in front of the castle. I was just talking to the mayor earlier of Tunbridge, Sue Bell, and, you know, we're looking at around 1,000 people. And I did notice, I was just standing there surreptitiously, I did notice that your stall was getting a lot more interest than quite a few other stalls.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on here? This looks truly lovely. So, wow, so you actually thought about it during the lockdown one.
That's right.
Then launched at the festivals, online.
Not online.
Then went online.
That's right.
Okay, well.
That's right. The festivals opened our eyes because people said, oh, where can we buy? Because obviously we're not in the shops yet, you know. We're not in any supermarket. So I thought, you know what? Let's just set up a website where people can actually go, order, and then we just ship it out.
Next stop, Glastonbury Festival. You heard it here first. Jackie at Afro Vibes, thank you very, very much. And I'm just talking to one of the stall holders here, Jenny Graham. Hello.
Hi there. Hi. Lovely to meet you.
You too.
These are my products. These are Jenny Graham pepper jellies, Jenny with a G pepper jellies. And they're all award-winning. They're...
Yeah, you were showing me earlier the ginger lime pepper jelly, which was won 3 awards, right?
It's won...
Which ones are they?
It's the Great British Food Awards in 2018.
Wow.
It's got a Great Taste Award.
Wow.
And it has a UK Chili Award.
Wow. Yes, I noticed. You've got quite a few Scotch bonnets in your products, haven't you?
Yes, they're Scotch bonnets is the peppers that I use, the chilies that I use. And they're together with sweet peppers and organic cider vinegar, demerara sugar, and apple pectin. So they're suitable for vegans.
Yeah, I'm seeing here plum, star anise pepper jelly, orange cumin pepper jelly, ginger lime pepper jelly. I think peppers, right, the pattern here, isn't it?
Yes.
Original pepper jelly, all different colours. And you were telling me about the inspiration of, you know, why you've pulled these recipes together, why you've pulled these jellies together.
Well,
the backstory.
I discovered someone who's making pepper jelly, and I didn't make it for a long time because I thought she was making it as a business. So I discovered the original, and a bit like strawberry jam, I started making it and tempered it to my own taste. And then I started making the ginger lime, then the orange cumin. I didn't make another flavour that I was happy with for quite a long time. Then I went to the plum star anise, and when I worked on that really worked well. So I'm still thinking about more flavours. I will go with more flavours, yeah.
Yeah, and you were talking as well about your inspiration from a sort of heritage perspective. Mm-hmm. You were sort of inspired a bit by, you said, Bajan?
Yeah, but I got the recipe. It's a Bajan recipe. I got it from, really. So, like I said, making strawberry jam is what it's like. You know, strawberry jam is something basic that people make.
But with a bit of a kick, though.
But these have a kick. They have organic cider vinegar. They're made a bit like a jam, but the organic cider vinegar gives it another element as well. And with the Scotch bonnet peppers, and all the flavours of the Scotch bonnet peppers in the different flavours is what I actually do in the jars. So when you see the colours of the labels, that represents the colours that I'm using in the jars of the pepper.
Yeah, and we can find you, you know, all our listeners, they can find you at Tunbridge at food markets, at other markets across Kent. Moving to Tunbridge Wells very soon. You've been doing this for a while though, but you really enjoy all the food festivals, don't you?
I do. I enjoy
doing it. So keep a lookout, everyone.
That's right. Yes, I'll be here. I'll be at Tunbridge and Aylesford and many other markets in Kent. So, yeah, look out for me.
I am very tempted. I think probably the ginger lime pepper jelly is the one I'm going to go for.
That one sold out yesterday at one of the markets. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Well, Jenny Graham, thank you very much. And I have with me here Claire from Bubbly Books.
Hello.
So, do you want to just give a couple of words about yourself? Who is Bubbly Books? How on earth do you manage to have 3,000 books? Who are you working with?
So I work for myself. I am self-employed. I basically went to buy some books for my goddaughter's baby and was asked if I wanted to start my own business. And I thought, actually, the shopping part of it makes sense because I got £150 worth of books for £48.
Yeah.
And wasn't actually intending to start it as a business, but managed to sell three of the books without actually, literally just by giving them away as a gift. And so sold some more books, and Bubbly Books came out of that, basically.
And they're all Osborne publishing
books,
aren't
Osborne,
they?
They're all Osborne, yeah. So Osborne celebrates 50 years this year. It has literally just taken off for me. So I actually now have a market stall on two Sundays of the month. So the second Sunday of the month and the fourth Sunday of the month.
In Tunbridge.
One at the castle, one at the farmer's market behind Waitrose. So I can be seen basically every fortnight. I also do free local delivery. People can just contact me through my details.
And you're working as well with all the local schools. You're also going to be at Tunbridge Wells Fringe, you said.
I am going to be at Tunbridge Wells Fringe.
This year.
Yeah, if there are any head teachers or governors out there that want some free books, because basically what we do is we raise a certain amount of money through things like Ready Steady Read or book fairs, and then Osborne actually gifts an extra percentage on top of what we raise. So it's a really, really good package for schools to get.
Yeah, and of course you're involved with, obviously, as well, the annual book day as well. But
yes,
you were saying earlier, with the 3,000 odd books, so they're not all here, but I can see they're all sort of an age range from about what?
So we go from baby to 14 plus.
Yeah.
We also have a range of books and activity books that are suitable for people with dementia.
Oh, wow.
My mum suffered from dementia, and we've got sort of like magic painting books and
jigsaws, sticker books.
Really, really good for people that, you know, can't either control their actions or can't do the thinking process to choose what colour paint they want, that kind of thing. So actually those kinds of things, we work with care homes as well to bring activities to those. So we're actually quite wide ranged.
Yeah.
I love the adult fiction. I can really get lost in it as well.
So at Tunbridge Wells Fringe, you said you're going to be doing some kind of storytelling there or something?
Yeah, so we're doing a day of storytelling, and we're going to be doing Let's Go on a Bug Hunt for ages 3 to 5, which will involve obviously some stories, and then we're going to be doing a craft activity. So they're going to take home their own fingerprint bug jar. And then later, we're also doing two sessions for 9 years up, which is an interactive, immersive story session, basically based on a book called Shadow Chaser and Curse Breaker, where they'll work as part of a team, roll the dice, make decisions, and see where the story takes them. It's all about what they decide as to what happens with the story.
Oh yeah, that
so
sounds
really good.
So Every other weekend at Tunbridge, and then you're also at Tunbridge Wells Fringe
this summer
as well. Claire, Bubbly Books, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to talk to you.
And you.
This is Claire Backhurst reporting for West Kent Radio.